First of all, thank you to everyone to be there. I will start myself for two reasons, because someone is still not here. They know the topic that they want to speak about. And the second reason is that it is a good warm-up for the next days. It will be about virtual braids and welted braids, and joint work with Valerie Bardacon. So, just I want to give the idea of our work, and also I will not focus really on what we do, but what we want to do, okay, because this is what is the aim of the workshop, is that we have some questions and we'd like to answer. So, just a framework. So, we have BN, okay, and we know very well that BN can be seen as a the Met-Pinkers group of the punctured disk. So we have a faithful representation in outer fan, okay? And so we have in particular with this we call a rho for Artin representation. So the usual generator sigma I, we have that the corresponding automorphism of Fn, okay, where Fn is generated by x1, xn, xi minus 1, xi plus 1 to xi, okay? And we have also a characterization, okay? There is another group that Bn is embedded in Wbn. I will recall later presentation. This is the group of, this is embedded into W, which is the automorphism of Fn, which the property that any generators is sending conjugated of possibly another generator. Okay. And when we see Bn as automorphism of the free group, we have several results. So the first, that it is more topological, is that we can get group invariance. Or, well, better link invariance. I will recall later why. We have also another thing is that linear representation. I will just say that maybe Valerie will speak about Friday, about the fact that you can construct the non-reduced Borel representation composing Artin representation with Magnus representation. And we have also some results, but they are already well known for BN, like the residual minipotence of the pure part. And we have also some results on the finite up invariant here that can be deduced by the particular image of BN in outer fan. Okay? So now we have another group which can be seen as a subgroup there. So we can also ask us about what we can say about not classical link invariance, but welded link invariance, I will explain later. And we can also try to understand if it is possible to get some linear representation and how far we can extend construction for BN. And there is another group that we call BBN, okay, which for the moment is a little bit isolated from the other ones. I will explain later in which sense. But the idea that we did with Valerie was to consider some possible representation as such groups as automorphic on the free group, and to get information like virtual link invariance and information like possible linear representation, as well the relation between virtual braid groups and welded braid groups. Okay, this is really the general framework of our work. Okay, today I will just explain something about the fact that how it is possible to get virtual link invariant passing through the automorphism of a certain free group, and to try to understand the relation between virtual and weather links, virtual weather grades using automorphism of free group. So I will try also to warm up with this kind of stuff. So I will recall just a possible presentation of. I will give on the blackboard how it is possible to pass from BN to usual link invariant. Everyone knows that when we have a K, which is a knot, and we call GK the fundamental group of the knot. And I recall that a possible Whittinger presentation for GK, so we have a possible diagram. We define that when we have two endpoints, this one is an arc, A1, so I have to give an orientation of the knot, A2, A3, and we search here the corresponding figure 5, what could be searching for the image, but I don't find, but never mind, I will do myself.
Sorry, the image of what?
Sorry, just that there was a this usual then.
The Whittinger?
Yes, the Whittinger, but I will just write like that. Because every time I confuse myself, so the idea is that AK is equal to AJ, AI to the minus 1, this is the for this case, and with this other crossing, in the other sense, AI, AJ, AK, so we have that AK is equal to AI to the minus 1, AJ, okay. So we have the presentation, but the idea is that we can also use that any link or any knot can be seen as the closure of a braid. So we have another presentation for the group of a knot, which is probably here. Okay, this is one, okay, exactly the two cross, possible crossing that I was searching before. And we have that a possible, where I put my possible presentation for the possible group presentation for the group of a knot. This is just that you take the generator of a group, you take a quotient where every generator is quotiented by the image as a braid. Okay? So it is just a Van Kampen theorem. Okay? So the idea is that so we can, for example, try to do the same for for virtual links and welded links. I will just give immediately that this notion of group of a knot group of a virtual link, okay, I will say just Kaufman group. It is just that we can consider now a virtual, I will not repeat what it is, virtual links, just I will say a few words, but we have two kind of crossing in an embedded curve. So we have the classical crossings, we have some new crossing that I will call virtual, and we have some new Rademaster moves, just for saying that it is not important how I can relate two points, okay? And the important part is just the classical course where they are located. Okay. So the idea is that when I see a virtual diagram, I can associate to this virtual diagram a notion of a Wirtinger group, just that now I don't have when I have a virtual crossing, I don't see this virtual crossing. So in some sense, now the arcs of this diagram, for example, are just this one is A1, okay, and this one is A2. But after when I have a classical crossing, I have to use these usual relations. It is not it is not so good as a definition, because for example when I take the virtual trifold, okay, which is so I start to do my trifold and I do a virtual crossing. I will say the Kaufman virtual group of this diagram, it is some of it to Z. It is very easy to check, because we have just one, two generators, and it's easy to see that it is a mostly Z. But the virtual trifold is not isotopic to the knot. So this notion of invariant is far to be interesting in the realm of virtual links. There is also another stuff that when we take the mirror image of knot, because of the topological definition of the group of a knot, the Wirtinger representation for a knot and for its mirror image is the same, okay? But in the case of virtual links or not, when I take the mirror image of this one, I will have two different presentations, two different groups actually, that they are called a lower and upper Wirtinger representation for virtual links. An idea is that
just curiosity. Yes. Do you know if you open the virtual trefoil, so make it a long virtual trefoil, is pi 1 of it also z?
The problem is that
there is not a unique way to open it, but I mean, do you know if all openings have all obvious openings with two crossings?
But you're right, no, I didn't think about
it. Okay. Okay.
And the other stuff is that also I will recall that we have another notion of generalized link, it is the welded links. I will just recall what the links say. What are the relation? So once more we have our Radio Master moves, and after we have a Radio Master move with this new crossing, we have two kind of crossing once more, this one and this one, and we have as in the virtual case we have virtual Radio Master moves, one virtual mixed Radio Master move, just for saying that the fact is to go from this point, no matter how. And we have also a new property. It's just this one. Okay. That draw call over commuting relation.
Overcrossings commute.
Overcrossing commute. That maybe it is not so clear in the realm of time, but it becomes clear in the realm of automorphisms. So we have also to take diagrams under quotient of this kind of relation, but I recall also that we don't use these forbidden moves, because if we allow both kind of Radio Master moves, we obtain the theory of fused links, which is a big word to say theory of fused link, because there is just one knot up to this kind of relations. But I will say something about the theory of braids, that it is a little bit more complicated and more interesting. So, for the moment, I will not say why this kind of object are interesting. I think that we will have several afternoons to speak about. But just the idea is that also for this case of welded links, the notion often of Wiltingen presentation extend to welded links. What I mean is that we can, when we have a welded link, we can also define, for example, now I can see, for example, something more complicated, but this one is a welded diagram. And we can define so a notion of group associated to the diagram is once more an invariant, and with Valérie, maybe we'll explain later, we wonder if it is the good definition of welded links. I will explain later, but the idea is that in some sense, there are a family of groups which are called Wiertegger groups, which are defined as a group presentation where every generator is a conjugated of the following one. And we wonder if there is a bijection between welded links, welded knots, sorry, and Wiertegger group presentation. And another question is that we don't know if this one is a complete invariant at the level of welded links, because as I told you before, this one is not a complete invariant in the realm of virtual links, but this one I will ask Dor, probably he knows better than me. It is about, it is known if it is between, I know that someone classified the welded links with a very few numbers of classical crossings. But it is difficult to, I mean, the problem to say if two groups are isomorphic, even imagine, even more difficult than to find a general if two links are not the same. So
yeah, I don't know if the group detects the, if the fundamental group separates
but
virtual
you don't know any counter
W
example.
Links. I don't know any counter example. No.
So also another.
So you know the good sign is that the fundamental group separates virtual braid W braids, right? In as much as this makes sense, I mean you have to explain what it means, but then it separates W braids, and in fact that was the theorem you started with, right? More or less, right? And the failure of the fundamental group to separate virtual links. Well, it also fails for braids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe. So there is a chance, I guess.
But also there is another structure that extends to this kind of virtual weather links, is the structure of a group system of the group of a knot. So the meridian, the longitude can be defined in the item of the presentation. So for example, it is a very simple way to say that virtual knots embeds in virtual knots and knots embed in the welded knot, because you can use the group system of a knot. You know that the group system is a complete invariant, and it is a very easy way to see that it is a new set where knot theory appears as a subset. So now the idea is how to use welded links and welded welded braids and welded virtual braids to obtain invariants for virtual and welded links. So the case of WBN is very easy, because I recall that WBN, it is a group which is as automorphism of the free group, as a very nice presentation, which is the following one. So we have the usual braid relation. We have also the generator of kind rho I. I recall that as an automorphism braid group, this group is generated by sigma 1, sigma n minus 1, rho I, rho n minus 1, where sigma I, as before, it is the automorphism sending xi into xi, xi plus 1, xi minus 1, xi plus 1 into xi. And rho I, it is just a permutation of xi with xi plus 1, just a transposition at the level of the free group. So we have several relations that are clear. So the sigma I part generates the braid part, the rho I part generates the symmetric part. Okay, we have some mixed relations that are like link red master mixed moves, but we have also a new kind of relation, which is this one, okay, which is the new over crossing commute relation. We can also ask to add the other one, okay, if also we add the symmetric relation. In this case, we have a new, new notion of a quotient on WBN. It is not a trivial group, it is the direct product of several copies of F2. Of every F2, it is generated by a generator of kind xi, I plus 1, that I will explain later. So, but the idea is very easy, because now we have we have a notion of, if we have a welded brain, we have a notion of closure that I will, so we just have welded links, and so we can go from the union of the welded brain group to the welded links, and there is a paper of Kamada giving a characterization of welded braids having the same closure. So the idea is that we can go, we can give a possible definition. Is that we can say that the gamma B W, okay, so I can write that gamma B W of a braid is the group generated by X1, Xn, and I do the same, so X I is equal to B W X I, okay? This is one, the first result is that gamma W, BW is a welded links invariant. This is the good point, but the bad point is just that the gamma W, BW coincide with the Kaufman welded of the closure.
Okay, this is more a remark.
More interesting is when we start with virtual braid group. So what I mean is that so if we try to construct a notion of invariant using the closure of welded braids, we don't have nothing new. But when we consider the VBN, so I have just this bunch of relation. We have to define a possible representation as an automorphism of the free group. So I will give you now at the end. So we have our group the VBN. Okay, and Valeri proposed some years ago a possible representation, which is the following. So we have not to work on Fn, but we have to work on Fn plus 1. So we have the usual, we have the usual generators. Okay, we have the usual generators x1, xn, but we have to add one generator y. Okay. So the image of a generator for kind sigma I is exactly the same as in the classical case, just we add one generator where the action is trivial, okay? So nothing. But in the case of a generator of kind rho I, we have that xi it is sent into I will write here because it's xi goes into y, xi plus 1, y to the minus 1, and xi plus 1 goes into y to the minus 1, xi, y. So, Valeri already studied some linear representation using this representation. The idea was to use this representation also for getting some new link invariants. So the idea it is clear.
Is this just algebraic manipulation, or is there some geometric motivation?
That's the question. We don't know, because the problem is that we don't know either if this representation is faithful. But I will explain something later. But we think, okay, we conjecture that it is faithful. For example, for n equal 2, but it is trivial. For interval 3, we are almost sure, because we know that this group has a...
Sorry, for n equals 2, it is trivial that it is faithful.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yes, yes, you're right.
For n equals 3, I will explain later, there is a particular group here with finite index, which is called Kn. Digodet will speak about Friday, okay? Which is useful to find a solution for the word problem. And we are almost sure that for this finite subgroup of the Kn equal to 3, this representation is faithful. It is the free product of two affine groups, and we know for every component this representation is faithful. So, just to give an idea about the relation with the representation of welded braid groups, I will just go on the page later. It is clear that there is a map from VBN to WBN, okay? Just because I'm sending every generator sigma I of the virtual braid groups, okay, into the corresponding generators, and I have just one additional relation. So we can also do that at the level of automorphism of the free group. I will give just a little time. So we have here that every WBN acts at the level of Fn, and VBN acts at the level of Fn plus 1. But because of the definition of the action, I know also that when I restrict my attention to the to automorphism of this kind, we have also a projection which is just forget y. Okay? And this is we have this diagram. So it is a very, very little remark that in some sense...
Forget y, mean y equals 1 or what?
Yes, forget you. I'm just saying that fn plus 1, it is sending fn, just forgetting y. Of course it is not defined at the level of every automorphism, but when I just receive the attention of the representation of the virtual break loop, it is a commutative diagram. So this is just the first relation at the level of automorphism of the free group. It is clear that if the previous representation is faithful, it means that the VBN can be seen as a subgroup of the welded braid group on n plus 1 strands. Because if we see, so the definition of WBN is that is automorphism of WN plus 1 is automorphism of the free group on n plus 1 generators, sending every generator into a conjugated. Okay? It's good. So if this representation is faithful, it means that I will write with the other stuff because but maybe it is written in the page later. Yes. We have that the image by the representation is in WBN plus 1. If this representation is faithful, it means that virtual bay can be seen as virtual braids. Some possible properties are, for example, it should mean that, for example, the word problem is very easy to solve, because here this group, it is just a particular automorphism free group, and it's very easy to solve the word problem. The second part is that, for example, we have free of charge the residual importance of the pure part, which is an open problem. For the moment, maybe Valerie will speak Friday about the residual importance of the pure part of the virtual braid group. We did some calculation for at least for n equal 3, we are arriving to the to the fact that it is faithful. For the general case, we don't have any idea how to handle the situation. But for example, the Kishino bread that you see in your paper, we checked the that is very very long, but it is very hard to check that it is not a trivial virtual bread. Okay, we check that it is, the image of this Kishino bread is not trivial. Of course, it is not approved, but what I'm saying is that if there is a kernel, I think that it's it is hard to find. So this was about this representation as a virtual of a virtual bread as automorphism of the free group on n plus one generators. Of course, we are really interested about a geometrical meaning. It is something like you have a new generator, so you go very far and you come back, and you do your permutation. Still, we don't have any geometrical. Of course, if we have a geometrical interpretation, probably we can try to answer easily to this question of faithfulness. But. Anyway, even if we don't know if it is faithful, we can do something. So we can get a linear representation, even if we know that they are not faithful. But also invariant for virtual links. And the idea it is just the same as before. So we define, now we have a free group on n plus 1 generators. And we say the same stuff as before. Just we identify every generator with the image of itself by the virtual bread seen as a automorphism of a group. So the first theorem is that this definition it is an invariant of the virtual link. It is not. Hard to prove. It is just there is another theorem saying that we can characterize two virtual braids having the same closure as virtual links. It is just a long computation that everything goes well. Let me go at the end of because in the case of virtual braids. The analogous of Markov theorem is far to be more complicated. More complicated because we need a new move, which I call Wirtel exchange move, and so computation are a little bit more difficult. So, just let me give some example of what it is that is a group associated to a virtual link. For example, when I take an ANOT. It is quite big because it is free group on two generators. Okay, so we of course because we are adding one generator. It is a generator Y. I will explain later the relationship between the usual vertical presentation for a classical knot and this presentation for a virtual links. But for example, the trefoil that we saw before, it is detected by our. Invariant. But for example, there is another. This time I will speak about Kishino knot. The Kishino knot, it is a diagram like that, which is actually it is a kind of square knot. Okay, but when we where we you see. We are here, it is an overcrossing, and this part is undercrossing. But the problem is that at the level of virtual diagrams, I cannot pass through a virtual crossing. Okay? This one, we cannot say directly if it is trivial or not. It is trivial as welded, because welded we can do this over crossing commuting relation, so you do like that. We do a Rademaster one move welded, Rademaster one moves, and everything is simplified. But this one is not trivial, but unfortunately, our invariant doesn't detect this one. I mean, the GV, as I told you, it was, how I call it? Yes, GV. GV of this one is F2. So, for example, we don't detect the anode. But we don't, how to say, we are not so sad because there is also a notion of a group system that we can associate to our notion of invariant, okay? And when we associate the notion of meridian and longitude to a virtual diagrams, we can detect that this one, it is different from the unknown. Okay. But I will just give a little remark, which is here, but let me just, before finishing, about the relation between a classical knot. So, for example, when the knot is classical, okay, this notion is just a, you see, it is just a free product of the part in Y. It is just Y free product, the usual group of a knot. Okay, it is just a trivial extension by a free factor.
Free product or direct product?
Free. Free product. Free product. And the other situation is that when you we take our notion, when we take our notion of invariant for virtual links, so I'm calling GVDK, okay, and we take the quotient by y is equal to 1, okay, we forget this is isomorphic to GK VK. Ah, sorry. It is written here. This one are isomorphic. This one is the Kaufman. It's the Kaufman notion of virtual links. The Kaufman invariant for virtual links. We have some result about residual properties, but I will not speak about. I also can get a kind of diagram description of the behavior of our invariant. It is the following one. So this one, it is so consider this one as a virtual diagram, and now separate in this way a virtual crossing. So now we have A1, A2, A3, A4 arcs. Okay, we don't forget any more virtual crossings. But now I say that if I go from A3 to A4, it means that A4 is equal to Y. I have to do this situation. Okay, this one is AL, AJ, AK, AL. Okay, so I have this situation. And so I have that AM is equal to Y, IAL, Y to the minus 1, and AK is equal to A, Y to the minus 1, AJ, Y. Okay. So we can also define in terms of rectangle-like representation, and it is very easier to show that it is a link invariant, of course. And now it is clear what I was meaning about the fact that we can extend the notion of meridian and longitude. Okay. Just, but now it is a little bit more difficult because we just take it's something you have to get the homology, but the homology of the y part is zero. Okay, so what I mean is that it is a coherent. There is a coherent definition of a meridian and longitude with this behavior on virtual crossings. So I will just finish with some other question about some new virtual invariants for virtual and the links. Which is for us completely open question, is that when you take the presentation of BN as a automorphism of the free group, we can try to understand what it is, the action on generators. Actually, what we have is we have that Bn, okay, Bn acts on Fn in the following way. Every generator of kind xi, it is sent by sigma I in a combination, in a word, on xi, xi plus 1. And xi plus 1 into its goal, it goes into xi, so I can see like a word in xi, xi plus 1. And all other generators are sent in themselves. The same, of course, for the inverse. Okay? So this part, it is the great part. So we can consider bigger family of representation, which are called BAD representation. For Bn, which are the following one. So we are going from Bn to out Fn, where sigma I act on xi is equal to u xi xi plus 1, and xi plus 1, it is sent by sigma I into another word, xi xi plus 1, and xj, it is left invariant by sigma I. Okay. So I don't know if I wrote all possible For example, Vada found this proposition of Vada. There are seven types of, there are at least seven types of Vada representation. Of course, Vada didn't speak about Vada representation for his own representation.
So what you mean is that he wrote seven representations, exactly. Not that he classified
okay.
All.
But now I go to that Ito, 2011. It is, there are exactly seven types of Vada representations. What I mean about types, because we are considering families of representation up to two kind of symmetries, because the two symmetries are that we can send Fn into Fn with an evolution. Okay, so I mean xi goes into xi to the minus one. Okay, and at the level of Bn, we can consider the same of evolution, so I can send sigma I into sigma I to the minus one. So what I mean about types is that we can compose our representation with an evolution in the target or in evolution in the source. Okay? So The first type that I will call type 5, 6, possible type, for example, it is, sorry, let me call type 6, it is that AB, what it means that XI goes into XI and XI plus 1 goes into XI plus 1. So what I mean is that this one is the identity, okay? It is Type 7 is B A bar. So it means that XI goes into XI plus 1 and XI plus 1 goes into XI to the minus 1. And finally we have also type 5, type 6, type 7, because there are 7 types, type 4 are there. And this is B bar. A bar, which is of course that xi goes into xi plus 1 to the minus 1 and xi plus 1 goes into xi to the minus 1. So we have, this is just the representation associated to the symmetric part. Okay, this representation. Because this one, the identity, this one just, we forget that this one, that the action, this one is a great group, but it is just a symmetric group. And so we have these three, but these three representation doesn't extend to not oblique invariants, because of course we can ask every time when we have a braid, we can define this group, which is of course x1 xn, but with xi is equal to rho w of beta of xi. It is exactly in the case of acting. Okay? And so this one, for example, in these cases is not not invariant, because it is easy to see that the stabilization move is not respected by these representations. But the other four representation, other representation, are actually link invariants. So the first one, it is just a generalization of the Artin representation, because now we are not sending anymore xi, okay? Xi is not sent in xi, xi plus 1, xi to the minus 1, but into some power. And the other three are much more difficult, but Vada found also geometric interpretation. Actually, they are, it is not in general the fundamental group of the knot, but the fundamental group of some covering. Okay. So it is known, the geometrical meaning of Vada representations. But anyway, we can try to do the same stuff for welded and virtual objects. It was done on the case of welded by Saito, Scott Clark, and some other people, because not all possible kind of VADA representation can be extended to welded braids. The idea is that just we want that this one is, we give just a constraint on the braid part. What I mean is that if we are interested to define something from WBN in outer fan, okay, we ask VADA representation for WBN, Okay? We ask this part for the bright part, okay? And we ask that the permutation part does as usual. Okay? So it is easy to find that, for example, when we ask also this part, not all this other representation becomes invariant for welded links, but just three of them, I think the type 1, type 2, and type 3, but it is enough for them just for checking if two virtual links are not the same, because they have a family, okay? And they know, for example, they say, okay, for example, this one, it is not classical because in the classical case, this one has to be the same group, okay? But they are not the same group in my case, so they are really virtual, and so on. So the other stuff that we did at the end with Valeri was to do the same for virtual braids and to prove that just type 1 and type 2 was actually some invariant for welded links, and that this representation of type 1 and type 2 are not equivalent, because meaning that there is not inner automorphism that they can construct one representation as a conjugate of the other one. Okay, so I stop here. But actually, as I told you, we have several open questions. Is to extend the notion of radar representation to virtual braids, to have some geometrical meaning of these radar representations, okay? And in some sense, this looking for geometrical meaning for us is very important, because also when we have our representation of a virtual braids in the free group, of course we need to have some geometrical meaning, okay? And we think that to have a geometrical meaning is really interesting for giving some deeper sense to these constructions.
Oh.